Haku or some shit on a stream, so it definitely does have a scene for it, but I don't know how many people you're going to be able to play against.
Very few.
It's like probably like 7 people in the world playing it right now.
But that's okay, because I'm shit at fighting games, and the AI will prove to be enough of a challenge.
Okay, that's good. That's good. God, what else have I... Dude, this whole month, I just gotta catch up on, like, JRPGs and shit, man. And, I don't know about anybody else, but, like, I've commonly known that I play fucking everything that, I don't know, isn't a sports game, or maybe, like, a simulation game. Like, a train simulation game. Like, that's dumb and boring, and you're weird if you play that, but, you know, more power to you. But I play everything from, like, a first-person shooter, like, fucking Call of Duty, to Toho, some random indie game made by some fucking drunk dude in Japan, to, like, fucking whatever the fuck we're calling Code Vein. Like, dude, I've got way too much shit to play and catch up on. It gets ridiculous after a while.
Have you played the Toho WarioWare clone, Nitori Inc.?
No, I haven't, but that sounds like fucking hell.
It's amazing. It's free on Steam, and it's so much fun.
It's a WarioWare clone? Holy shit.
Yeah, they got like a bunch of different people to like chip in and make a minigame each, and so there's lots of minigames and shit, and yeah, it's Toho WarioWare.
That sounds terrifying. Dude, do you see the fucking Toho Double Dash?
No. Like, no.
That shit is so cool. I think it's called like Toho Sky Drift or some shit. It's like, you know how in Mario Kart Double Dash you swap with the other person who's driving or whatever to use items? In Toho Sky Drift, you are literally surfing on the other character, and then you swap between each other. Like, you are riding the other Toho girl.
Nice.
It is fucking wacky. And you could drift for some reason. Like, I don't know how you drift in the air, but, you know, you can do anything if you believe hard enough. Dude, Toho fan games are fucking ridiculous.
They're amazing, and I love them. I still have to beat the Castlevania one. Toho Densetsu Komajo.
Yeah, I never got around to that, which is kind of funny, because I played the game that was inspired by that, which was Toho Luna Knights. That shit was good, too. That game was fun as fuck.
The Toho game inspired by the game that was inspired by Toho?
Yes, exactly. And you know what? It was another good thing, because I got to beat up Flan again, and I will never pass up an opportunity to beat Flan's ass.
Oh, shit. So I think it's... I can hear Keth Sar in the background.
I can hear Keth rising up right now.
Just in, like, this is like a soft, like, like in the distance.
Just actual fucking, his eyes are glowing red. All right, we talked a lot about video games. You got anything else for me, or should I leave this call and allow someone from Maguka to proudly rise up and talk very softly and quietly to you?
We should probably give somebody else a shot. This has gone on too long.
All right, I'm gonna shut my fucking mouth and I'm gonna go take a shower because my hands are frosty and they're freezing. I don't know why. It's like 53 in this fucking room. Jesus Christ, it's so fucking cold. All right, later, dude.
See ya. Shav, what a guy. What a guy. Okay. I didn't plan for that to be that long. Dougal, could you speak to more than one person I'm watching this guy type live, at the same time? You know, I could speak with more than one guy at the same time, but that would probably wind up being a clusterfuck. And I also want to give each caller a chance to kind of have the spotlight for 5 minutes. I don't think you planned anything at all about the stream. You are absolutely right. Somebody said Shava Dougal date. You just listened to it. That's good. Okay, let's just go ahead. Next topic. Who's your favorite Tuhu? It's gotta have a favorite Tuhu. Call me and tell me why.